Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 27th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is ZRG accelerates Latin American growth with expansion in Mexico and Peru. ZRG, the fastest-growing full-service talent advisory firm in the world, has announced a major expansion in Latin America, with a deeper presence in Mexico and the launch of operations in Peru. Led by Eduardo Taylor, Gerardo Reynoso, and Alvaro Colas, this unified regional team brings deep experience in executive search and talent strategy. With a strong foundation in Mexico and Peru, and active mandates across Central America and the Andean region, ZRG is well-positioned for growth in Latin America. This expansion adds 12 new team members in the region, enhancing ZRG's market insight and technology-enabled talent solutions. By combining a global platform with digital tools and personalized service, ZRG is meeting the evolving needs of clients seeking top talent solutions in a competitive market. Rockbreaks, New Pacific Metals Corp's NYSE American, NEWP, Silver Sand Project shows strong economics amid tight supply. New Pacific Metals Corp, a Canadian exploration and development company, is seizing the opportunity in the silver market with its Silver Sand Project in Bolivia. The project is projected to produce 12 million ounces of silver annually over a 13-year mine life, with strong economics including a post-tax NPV of $740 million and a 37% IRR. With a silver price of $24 per ounce, the project has an all-in sustaining cost of just $69 per ounce, with payback expected in under 2 years. New Pacific is also advancing its Carangas project and completed a discovery drill program at Silver Strike in 2022. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks website. Qualys secures FedRAMP high authorization for its comprehensive risk management platform. Qualys Inc. announced that the Qualys government platform has achieved FedRAMP high authorization, sponsored by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. This makes Qualys one of the few cybersecurity platforms offering a full-spectrum security solution at the FedRAMP high level. The Qualys government platform provides vulnerability management, compliance, endpoint detection and response, asset inventory, policy enforcement, web application security, and cloud-native application protection in a single, scalable solution. FedRAMP High is the most rigorous authorization level within the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, aligning with NIST 853 high-impact controls. This milestone demonstrates Qualys' commitment to advancing cybersecurity for the U.S. federal government.
Tech Media Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, taps DSI's expertise to accelerate SkyMod deployment. Blue Sky AI Inc., traded under OTC symbol BSAI, has partnered with Data Specialties Inc., DSI, to accelerate the deployment of its SkyMod series modular data centers. This collaboration allows Blue Sky AI to leverage DSI's expertise in modular data centers for rapid installation of its SkyMod 1 1 megawatts and SkyMod XL 1.7 megawatt units across the United States. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio stated that this strategic move will help Blue Sky AI meet the growing demand for AI infrastructure without compromising on quality or scalability. Blue Sky AI aims to revolutionize the AI compute landscape by providing innovative and sustainable infrastructure solutions to drive innovation and growth in the sector. Mining news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SXSVM. Sets the pace for 2026 with strong start. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, has kicked off its 2026 fiscal year with stronger production volumes and increased revenues. The company's focus on generating free cash flow from long-life mines and advancing growth projects has positioned it for steady cash flows and long-term asset growth. with a portfolio of assets across China, Ecuador, and indirectly in Bolivia, Silvercorp is poised to continue its profitable operations and expansion into copper and gold production. Axis Capital partners with Grey Wolf Capital to launch the Axis Opportunistic Credit Fund. Axis Capital has partnered with Grey Wolf Capital to launch the Axis Opportunistic Credit Fund, an SEC-registered interval fund offering exposure to opportunistic credit strategies. Sub-advised by Grey Wolf Capital Management, the fund aims to provide investors with access to stressed, distressed, special situations, structured credit, and hard assets. With low investment minimums of $25,000, no capital calls, and simplified tax reporting, the fund seeks to deliver risk-adjusted returns while managing downside risk. Grey Wolf Capital's expertise in credit investments, combined with Axis Capital's mission to make private market strategies accessible, creates a unique opportunity for investors seeking differentiated income strategies. To learn more, visit axisfundsolutions.com. The Ultimate Guide to Cross-Border Logistics. The supply chain relationship between the U.S. and Mexico is rapidly changing, with Mexico surpassing China and Canada to become the U.S.'s top trading partner in 2023. Challenges such as regulatory complexity, infrastructure bottlenecks, and security concerns often hinder seamless operations. This analyst report explores the strategic value of robust 3PL partnerships in navigating this dynamic landscape. Download the full report to learn how to turn the border into a competitive advantage and build a resilient supply chain for the future.
Q&A with Roshan Kumar, co-founder and CEO of Sequifi. Roshan Kumar, co-founder and CEO of Sequifi, is revolutionizing the home services industry with real-time payroll, forecasting, HR, and performance tools. Sequifi recently secured $6.7 million in seed funding to enhance product development and expand into new markets. By addressing the pressing issue of retaining skilled tradespeople, Sequifi is reshaping the future of workforce infrastructure. With a focus on same-day pay, transparency, and scalability, Sequifi is transforming how home service businesses operate. Companies like Aveo and Source MRKTG have already seen significant improvements in retention, payroll processing, and workforce development. Sequifi's platform is designed specifically for the unique challenges of the industry, providing solutions that drive economic mobility and job creation. With plans to further automate processes, enhance forecasting, and enter new markets, Sequifi aims to be the cornerstone of America's skilled workforce infrastructure. Green Energy Breaks, foremost clean energy listed, NASDAQ FMST, FAT, reports positive radon survey results at Wolverine Uranium Property. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FFMST, revealed positive radon survey results at its Wolverine Uranium Property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey, conducted by Radon X Limited, collected 893 data points targeting potential faults linked to an unconformity offset. President and CEO Jason Barnard stated that the elevated radon anomalies boost confidence in the property's potential for high-grade uranium mineralization. The data will be integrated with historical results to refine drill targets. Foremost Clean Energy is a rapidly growing uranium and lithium exploration company with projects in the Athabasca Basin. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at an.fm/fmst.
Q&A with Daniel Stanton, founder and chief executive officer of Now Optics. Daniel Stanton, the founder and chief executive officer of Now Optics, has led the company with a mission to make eye care easy and accessible. Under his leadership, Now Optics has grown to over 300 locations across 32 states, offering a seamless blend of retail stores, telehealth-enabled eye exams, and an integrated e-commerce platform. Stanton's innovative use of ocular telehealth has revolutionized the industry, with over 4 million telehealth-enabled eye exams conducted to date. Now, Optics plans to open 40 more locations next year and expand into store-in-store locations at select Staples stores. Stanton anticipates the eye care industry will continue to evolve, with trends like telehealth and smart eyewear becoming more central to how consumers access care. Pivolve celebrates mid-year success, nearly 30 studios open and 5 new leases signed. Pivolve, the functional fitness franchise, celebrates mid-year success with nearly 30 open studios and 5 new leases signed. The brand's growth reflects the demand for its sustainable approach to fitness. Recent expansion includes signing 5 new studio leases and having over 50 studios in development. Franchise partners from diverse backgrounds are driving momentum with opportunities available in high-growth U.S. markets. To learn more about franchising with PVolve, visit their website. PVolve's method focuses on strength, mobility, and stability, offering effective workouts supported by a clinical advisory board. Jennifer Aniston has partnered with PVolve, praising the method as transformational.
Hestons Miami unveils third location with the opening of Hestons Aventura. Hestons, the iconic Swedish bedmaker, has opened Hestons Aventura at Esplanade at Aventura, offering a complete sleep spa experience in South Florida. With over 170 years of legacy, Hestons is known for its handcrafted all-natural beds made from materials like horsehair and cotton. The Aventura location will showcase Hestons' full collection, including the iconic Grand Vividus, a customizable masterpiece bed. Owner Juan Quintero highlights the importance of investing in quality sleep for overall wellness. The immersive sleep spa will offer private consultations, guided meditation, and educational programs, emphasizing the link between sleep and health. The official grand opening will take place in September, promising a luxurious and health-focused experience for visitors.
Structure Research publishes 2025 reports on Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta data center markets, offers sneak peek at upcoming Bangkok analysis. Structure Research, a leading independent research firm, has released its latest reports on the Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta data center markets. The Kuala Lumpur market is projected to reach $1.1 billion by 2030, with a 5-year CAGR of 31%, driven by hyperscale cloud and AI infrastructure. Jakarta's market is expected to grow at an 11% CAGR, reaching $856 million by 2030. Both markets are attracting major players like Alibaba Cloud, AWS, and Google, reshaping deployment models and supporting new demand patterns. The upcoming Bangkok Report 2025 will provide insights into the rapidly growing data center market in the region. For more information, visit Structure Research's website. Investor news breaks: Great Lakes Dredge & Dock Corporation, NASDAQ GLDD, takes delivery of new hopper dredge. Amelia Island. Great Lakes Dredge & Dock Corporation, GLDD, has taken delivery of its newest Jones Act-compliant hopper dredge, the Amelia Island, from Conrad Shipyard in Louisiana. This 346-foot vessel with 16,500 total horsepower features advanced automation, low-emission Tier 4 engines, and a 6,330 cubic yard hopper capacity for efficient dredging in U.S. waterways. CEO Lasse Pedersen noted that Amelia Island completes the company's new build program, establishing the largest and most advanced hopper fleet in the nation. The vessel is set to begin projects scheduled through 2026, solidifying Great Lakes Dredge and Dock's position as the largest provider of dredging services in the United States.
High Velocity announces sale of Chicago and Miami colocation services. High Velocity, a leader in bare metal, enterprise cloud, virtual servers, and colocation, has announced the sale of its colocation services business in Chicago and Miami to Digital Realty. This move allows High Velocity to focus on its existing solutions while expanding its partnership with Digital Realty. Customers in Chicago and Miami can expect continued high-quality service under Digital Realty's ownership. High Velocity will continue to provide colocation services at its core facilities and expand bare metal and cloud hosting services across the U.S. and internationally. The sale reflects the success of Valterra Partners' investment strategy and the value created in partnership with industry leaders like Digital Realty. For more information, visit High Velocity's website.
ES Gold Corp., CBSAUF. CEO reports on its unique production strategy as launch of tailings reclamation nears. ES Gold Corp. CEO Gordon Robb discusses the company's unique production strategy in a recent Inside the Boardroom webcast. ES Gold is set to begin tailings recovery at an abandoned mine in Quebec, extracting gold and silver while improving the environment. This near-term revenue generation strategy allows ES Gold to fund future exploration efforts without seeking investor capital. The company is also exploring similar sites in North and South America. ES Gold's sustainable approach offers investors affordable shares with promising returns. The company's revenue model focuses on reclaiming polluted mines and repurposing value metals for clean building projects. For more information on ES Gold, visit their newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ, announces expanded access policy for NRx-100 following FDA Fast Track designation. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has announced an expanded access policy for NRx-100, a preservative-free ketamine, following FDA Fast Track designation for treating suicidal ideation in patients with depression, including bipolar depression. Eligible patients can access the therapy under specific conditions, such as lack of response to approved treatments. Chairman and CEO Dr. Jonathan C. Javitt stated the company's commitment to making NRx-100 available to patients with limited options. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company focusing on central nervous system disorders. NRx-100 has fast-track designation for suicidal ideation in depression, while NRx-101 has breakthrough therapy designation for suicidal bipolar depression. NRx plans to file for accelerated approval for NRx-101 in patients with bipolar depression and suicidality or akathisia. Vincent Plus shines bright despite Trump's tariff fallout. Don't let tariffs eclipse your Aussie glow. Australian biotech darling Vincent Plus is pushing back against Donald Trump's new tariffs, calling them an attempt to dim Aussie innovation. Trump's tariffs have led to Australia Post suspending parcel postage to the U.S., impacting businesses like Vincent. Despite the challenges, Dr. Vincent, the founder, remains optimistic, stating that their products, born from Australia's sunlight, will continue to shine. Vincent Plus is committed to finding alternative carriers to keep their antioxidant-rich products flowing to the U.S. market, undeterred by trade barriers. Learn more about Vincent Plus and their mission to bring Australian brilliance to the world at vincentplus.com.
Investor News Breaks. Favo Capital, OTC, strengthens executive team with appointments of Katie Merlis as CFO and Vaughn Corte as COO. Favo Capital has appointed Katie Merlis as Chief Financial Officer and Vaughn Corte as Chief Operating Officer. These leadership moves are aimed at positioning the company for its next phase of growth, leveraging Merlis' financial and investment expertise and Corte's extensive operational experience. Merlis brings over a decade of financial leadership, while Corte, with 17 years of finance and business experience, previously served as CFO and held senior roles with Adidas across 60 countries. Favo Capital Inc., OTCO, is a diversified financial company operating in financial services and income-producing real estate, committed to financial transparency, sustainable growth, and long-term value creation for its shareholders. Cannabis News Breaks. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc., GTVH, completes governance transition, names Javier Liel CEO, and advances multi-division growth strategy. Golden Triangle Ventures, Inc., GTVH, has completed its governance transition, naming Javier Liel as CEO. The company is now focusing on a three-division structure, targeting construction and development, consumer beverages and wellness, and manufacturing and distribution. With a goal of immediate revenue generation and long-term value creation, GTVH is relaunching its GoFast Energy brand in the functional beverage sector. The company's business model includes acquisitions, services, and investments to drive growth and impact in the industry. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Cannabis Newswire is a specialized platform delivering cannabis news and sector updates, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more details, visit cannabisnewswire.com.
Cleaner Recovery Tech turns mine waste into cash flow. ES Gold Corp., in a joint venture in Bolivar, is leading the way in turning abandoned mine waste into profitable operations through cutting-edge extraction methods. By extracting valuable resources from historical deposits, ES Gold is not only addressing environmental concerns, but also promoting responsible economic development. Other companies in the mining sector, such as Kinross Gold Corp, Goldfields Ltd, BHP Group Ltd, and Wheaton Precious Metals Corp, are also focusing on innovative approaches to position themselves in the global mining space. Through environmentally conscious practices, ES Gold is transforming decades-old ecological burdens into engines of sustainable growth. Q&A with Arturo Vasquez, Design Principal and Senior Architect at Stantec, moving Florida's transit-oriented developments forward. Arturo Vasquez, Design Principal and Senior Architect at Stantec, discusses the importance of transit-oriented developments, TOD, in Florida's urban growth strategy. TOD promotes cohesive growth along key corridors connected to transit hubs, increasing ridership and reducing traffic congestion. The Live Local Act, combined with TOD sites, incentivizes housing affordability and densities, creating opportunities for developers. Florida's unique geography and climate support TODs, with laws allowing unsolicited development proposals for public-private partnerships. Stantec is educating developers on integrating the Live Local Act for TOD opportunities. TOD zoning offers incentives for developers, unlocking additional height, density, and funding opportunities. By designing mixed-use buildings near transit hubs, TOD projects create walkable communities that attract residents and businesses. Architecture plays a crucial role in integrating transportation systems and community fabric, enhancing workforce mobility and quality of life. Lessons from other cities show how forward-thinking zoning and TOD strategies can transform communities away from car dependency, with California's Oceanside TOD as a prime example of successful transit-first development.
Biomed News Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. NASDAQ CNSP CEO discusses drug development and market potential on Biomed Wire podcast. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. CEO John Climaco recently discussed the company's focus on developing treatments for brain cancers on the BioWire podcast. Climaco highlighted CNS Pharmaceuticals' mission to address the urgent unmet need in glioblastoma and the market potential in aggressive cancers like triple-negative breast cancer with brain metastases. The company's drug candidate TPI-287, an abeotaxane, has shown promise in crossing the blood-brain barrier and treating CNS tumors with a favorable safety profile. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Stop patching workflows together. How Lark creates a unified flow. Most teams struggle with using multiple apps for different tasks, leading to lost conversations, siloed documents, and stuck approvals. Lark changes this by bringing core business processes into one place, connecting workflows seamlessly. Lark Base keeps projects consistent by visualizing data in various formats and automating tasks. Lark Approval streamlines decision-making, reducing delays, and providing transparency. Lark Docs and Wiki keep knowledge accessible, while Lark Forms integrates feedback into the workflow. Lark Messenger and Meetings turn conversations into actionable outcomes, bridging communication gaps. By unifying these features, Lark transforms scattered tools into a connected system, allowing teams to focus on what truly matters without the hassle of patching workflows together.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.